Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Virtual Reality Church.
Welcome to our virtual church.
Zoom church is not church.
Is there some type of way for a virtual congregation?
You're not a congregation if you don't congregate.
We have just finished our virtual church.
You can worship in the comfort of your own home and at your convenience.
When you combine this access with the loss of the local, I become my own confession, and I go around the World Wide Web listening for echoes that say back to me what I've already decided to believe.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It appears that day is here.
You need to know that this week, Pastor John contracted pneumonia. He was admitted into the hospital and may be in the presence of the Lord soon.
This is Wretched Radio. That is the voice of Tom Patton, elder at Grace Community Church, announcing to the flock of GCC that their beloved pastor, Dr. John MacArthur, will be meeting his Savior soon. Did you ever think this day would come? Did you ever imagine living your Christian life without hearing the voice of Dr. John MacArthur? There are some people, a few people, that the Lord uses in spectacular ways. Dr. John MacArthur was one of those people. He was, if you will, the theological soundtrack of our lives. You hear music from the 70s, 80s, whatever your decade was, and it takes you back. And whenever you hear that song, it was a part of the fabric of your life. And so it was for many, many people that John MacArthur was the soundtrack of their life when it came to theology, not pop music. But when it came to understanding the Bible, when it came to understanding what good preaching sounds like, to understand what it looks like to be faithful decade after decade, to be disciplined, to sit at that desk every week to prepare a message to feed God's sheep. And so I think many of us, when we hear that Dr. John MacArthur will soon be in the presence of the Lord, there is a sadness about it, isn't there? May I ask you to consider defining what that sadness might be for you? Why are you sad that Dr. John MacArthur is going to soon have the best day of his life? I did some Googling and AIing to look for quotes of great theologians who eulogized the death of even greater men. Philip Melanchthon, for instance, compatriot, perhaps best friend of Dr. Martin Luther. Heinrich Bullinger, the pastor who served alongside John Calvin. They eulogized these great men with a similar sentiment. And that sentiment was, this is a great loss for the church. And I think it would be silly, naive, to not acknowledge, I get it. I get what you're saying there. But simultaneously, I think we as Christians need to understand that the death of any man is not a loss for the church. Why? Because Jesus is building his church. And the men and the women that he uses to do that are signs of his faithfulness. And I wonder if some, at the announcement that Dr. John MacArthur will soon be leaving us to be with Jesus, are feeling that sense that was expressed by Heinrich Bullinger and Philip Melanchthon. Oh, no. Oh, no. And I don't think that that's the sentiment that we should have. What's going to happen to Grace Community Church? Who's going to fill the pulpit? We'll find the answer to those questions as that local church deals with this issue. It's not entertainment tonight. I'm not going to do an investigative report on what's happening at Grace Community Church. That's a local church issue. So we'll discover what the plans were, are, or even weren't as the days proceed. But might I encourage you to not mourn the loss of this beloved saint, because it is a loss for the church. And I think there's two reasons for that, at least. Number one, I think that it indicates a lack of understanding how Jesus is building his church. You know, John MacArthur was actually the answer to prayers of saints in the 1800s and 1900s. He was the answer to a prayer that called out to God to say, give us great men, give us great men, give us solid men, uncompromising men, men who teach the word of God. John MacArthur was an answer to that prayer. They were longing for people like that, and they got one in John MacArthur. So rather than looking at John's life is now over, oh boy, this is bad, I think we should start at the beginning of his ministry and say, that's amazing that Jesus gave the church John MacArthur. And we all have to recognize nobody is immortal. And so we knew this day would inevitably come. But rather than looking at the death date and perhaps being concerned about the strength of the church or what will happen or, oh, what a loss, we look at his life and say, what an amazing gift. God gave us in the 21st century a giant, John MacArthur. Now, I guess there are some people who don't like John. Whether you like him or not, he's a giant. His footprint is all over the globe. I'm not kidding. Between Masters Academy International with many seminaries around the planet, Masters Seminary, Masters University, Grace to You, Grace Community Church, the body of work that he left behind, both oral and written, is just, I don't think anybody comes close. And I don't think anybody comes close to the impact that he has had. And I would simply encourage us at this time so that we can mourn rightly, that we perhaps rather than look at his last day of ministry, we celebrate his first day and the thousands of days that succeeded that. That to me then allows me to rightly mourn the death of a man who had a great impact on the world and not panic about that while simultaneously mourning a personal loss. And I think that's the line that is worth drawing. We don't mourn the loss of John MacArthur because of the loss to the church. Again, I get that sentiment, but I think to rightly understand ecclesiology and who is building this church and who is behind these great men and the unsung men and women who serve the Lord in local churches, I think we need to recognize John was a gift to the church. And the Lord may choose to raise up another one. He may not. Nevertheless, he'll keep building his church. Having said that, I think that it is right to mourn the fact that an individual who impacted our lives is going to be walking with Jesus soon. That's, I think that's appropriate mourning. Not a national mourning. Not a church mourning, not an international mourning, not a mourning for what this might do to the institutions that he founded, but because we lost a friend. We're losing a man who contributed to our lives. Did he contribute to your life? That's what we should mourn. You maybe never met John. I had the privilege of meeting him a few times. Regardless, we knew him, didn't we? We know him. It's just, you've heard him for years and you've downloaded thousands of sermons, perhaps. So in a sense, you know him. I think that's what we mourn today. We mourn not in a panic. We mourn not because the church is in jeopardy. It most certainly, the gates of hell will not prevail over it. Jesus has got it. And we don't need to worry about who his successor is or what's going to happen. Lord's going to take care of it. But in the meantime, as this day appears to be approaching, it could be today, frankly, that we no longer have our friend Dr. John MacArthur. We mourn the loss of that man who was nothing more than a shepherd. He wasn't a celebrity, wasn't an evangelical superstar. He's a shepherd. And he loved the sheep that God put in his charge because he loved the shepherd. The soundtrack of our life is still there because he's woven into the fabric of our lives. All is not lost. As we hear the announcement of the imminent death of Dr. John MacArthur, I think we do well to remember for him, all is gained. This is Wretched Radio.
Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? College campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years? You can order free cards right now, yes, I said free, at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Question: what if everything you knew about God is absolutely true, but it's not changing how you live your life? And Dr. John Krotz, the host of Integrated, understands this struggle because he's lived it, and he's discovered 5 powerful ways to bridge that gap between knowing God and truly loving him with everything we've got. In his new Fortis Forum, Head to Heart, which is available now on Fortis Plus, Dr. Krotz shares how biblical characters like Stephen and Daniel didn't just memorize truth, they lived it under pressure. Head to Heart, available now on Fortis Plus. You know what's remarkable? Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Glosson, real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app, completely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org because we truly believe the church deserves better. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. A dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger?
Introducing Transformed Season 4. 6 brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 1 new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at fortisplus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship.
Important dates in Christian history. 1906. The Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles, California, launches Pentecostalism and paves the way for the development of the modern charismatic movement. Pentecostalism is marked by a focus on supernatural gifts such as healing and speaking in tongues. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I know that you will want to be in prayer for the family, for John's wife Patricia, for his adult children and their spouses, Matt and Kelly, Matt, Mark, and Erica, Marcy and Mark, Melinda and Corey, plus John and Patricia's 15 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren.
Wow, there's a legacy.
We place our dear pastor at the feet of the glorious Savior, whom he has served so faithfully for so many years and now awaits his final command.
Isn't that a great way to think about death? This is Wretched Radio. A day none of us could really imagine is on the horizon, the near horizon. Dr. John MacArthur admitted to a hospital with pneumonia. He's had countless surgeries on his heart and lungs. He's been struggling physically now for a couple of years. Even, isn't it interesting that even in the midst of his health struggle season, we really just didn't want to think about this day, did we? We just didn't want to think that this day would ever arrive. Well, it has. And we're not going to gloss over it and say, well, time to move on and think theologically about these things so that we can just get back to work. No, you pause and you take time to remember a man the Lord used mightily. Anything good that John did, and he did much good, wasn't done by John. It was done through John, by the Savior. And so we mourn this day because we've lost a brother. You lost a brother. You probably didn't lose your pastor unless you're a member of Grace Community Church. You lost a brother. A brother who served you through his ministry, a brother that you came to know. And that's a bummer, to be trite. That's just sad. And so we take the time, I think, to personally mourn. We've all lost something in the soon passing of Dr. John MacArthur. And I think he would be most honored if we mourned rightly and with balance, and primarily kept the focus on his Savior. To that end, may I share with you some quotes from some great men who are no longer with us as they considered death and what it is and how it is that we Christians can mourn the loss of somebody who has so deeply impacted our lives with hope. That ain't easy, is it? That's it. It almost seems contradictory. Mourn with hope. Mourn seems sad, negative. Hope, that's looking forward and happy. How do you do that simultaneously? The answer is you do. You just do. And so we want to find that balance with the complex emotion of grief. Thomas Brooks said, "Death is a believer's coronation day. It's his marriage day." Wow, would you keep a groom from meeting the bride or the bride from meeting the groom? No, you're happy for that individual. Again, Thomas Brooks, death is a remedy. Death will perfectly cure you of all bodily and spiritual diseases at once. Whatever John's heart problem, whatever his lung condition was, gonna be gone. We can't be sad about that, can we? Richard Sibbs, death is only a grim porter to let us into a stately palace. Oh, what a way to think about death. What a way to consider his passing and our passing. I know death isn't natural. Death is death. It's dark. It's ugly. And it can be painful and lingering. And there's so much sadness that surrounds it on a personal level. And yet simultaneously, it's the door that we must go through to get to Celestial City, to arrive at the place where our Savior will greet us and welcome us. Did you ever read Pilgrim's Progress? If you haven't, you should. John Bunyan, describing the death of Pilgrim. Then I saw in my dream that Christian was carried up in a chariot with the sound of trumpet, and the city shone like the sun. That's where John's headed. That's where he's going. That's where anybody who is hidden in Christ is going. Are we sad we're losing this man? Yes. Are we glad that he gets to go? Yes to that too. Stephen Charnock, death to a saint is not a punishment, but a deliverance, not a destruction, but a coronation. A coronation. You're going to be given a crown. You are going to be given a crown. It'll be a crown of righteousness. It'll be a crown of glory. But your king is going to put a crown on your head. John MacArthur is very close to that moment. And I am certain that when he hears his master's voice say, "Well done," if we could all text John in heaven simultaneously and say, "Hey, want to come back?" His answer would be, "I'm busy. I don't want to go back to that." Does that mean we don't mourn? Nope. Doesn't mean we don't cry. Doesn't mean we can't be sad. But simultaneously, we mourn with hope. We're not like the pagans. We do this differently. Thomas Manton, we should rather envy than pity the condition of those who die in the Lord. They are out of harm's way and at home with Christ. Here's something to celebrate about Dr. John MacArthur's soon passing. He made it. He made it. He got to the finish line. Have you heard about the scandals of Dr. John MacArthur? Nope, you haven't. He ran the race. He got to the finish line. That's worth celebrating. Because John is now safe. Death is but a grim porter. Thomas Brooks said, "Death is another Moses. It delivers believers out of bondage and from making bricks in Egypt." You and I are in Egypt and we're making bricks. No, I know. HVAC helps. Running water, it's nice. Electricity, whew, need that. You ever lost your power? Whew. We are certainly reliant on that, aren't we? Nevertheless, we're making bricks. Heaven? Oh, the promised land. Brooks said, "Here we have but some sips. Fullness is reserved for the glorious state." Don't know if your church does potlucks. Alpharetta Bible Church did a potluck on Sunday. And I have to tell you, every single time I am, it's otherly. It's otherly. Everybody's made food, brought it, put it out on the table. We've just finished worshiping the Lord. And we join together to sit around, and the volume, it's so loud. Everybody's laughing and talking and praying. And it's joyous and it's sweet. And it's a crumb. It's a crumb off of the banquet table that you and I will be seated at by Jesus himself when the bridegroom calls you home. It's just a little tiny taste. Do you enjoy those potlucks? Wait till you get to heaven. Do you enjoy sweet times of fellowship, whatever the configuration is? Wait till you get to heaven. Richard Sibbs, to die well is a matter of every day. John has been preparing for this day for decades. To die well, that's what the Puritans would call it. To die well, to have nothing to do on your deathbed but die. That's all you have to do. You don't have to be in a panic. Don't have to be scared. Don't have to be wondering about the status of your soul. You know, because you've been preparing to die well. John MacArthur has done that. He's off soon. He's going through the door. He's going to be on the other side of the veil. And he'll be happier than he's ever been. And yet, we've lost a brother in the process. We've lost a friend. And I think one of the reasons that we feel blue to some degree about this is because it's a reminder to us that we're not going to live forever on this planet either, isn't it? Doesn't John MacArthur, anytime you see a celebrity, like a Hollywood celebrity, it's like, oh, I remember watching that. Oh, in a small way, it kind of grabs you and it reminds you. So that was his end. Mine's not going to be any different. And so it is with you. And so it is with me. And I know this. If Dr. John MacArthur would want anything for those of us who benefited from his ministry, he would want us to die well. He would want us to prepare for the day when the Savior says, "You're coming home. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done." Until tomorrow, go serve your kingdom.